Welcome back. This is Miss Complexity, and I hope you all had a wonderful spring break. We are now back to business, and we are getting into karmic family soul ties. I know before we got on spring break, we did discuss a little bit about soul ties and karmic soul ties and twin flames and all that good stuff in February. Well, we are back now and it is March and we are going to discuss karmic family ties. Also, getting into the myths and truths about karmic family.
Wanna travel the world, but for now I'm cruising my city. If you wanna be down with me, then right now fuck with me.
Before we get into the myths and truths about karmic family ties, I first want to remind you that karmic family ties refer to the idea that individuals may share past life connections and experiences which influence their relationships in the present. Okay, so basically, you could have dealt with this family member in a past life. Now, if I talk about me, it is just because I'm trying to make reference. I know facts that my brother, my mother, and my son were karmic family ties from past life. I know that. But in the present life, in the present time, this concept is rooted by spiritual and psychological beliefs, okay? Also by philosophical beliefs. And this kind of revolves around reincarnation and karma. I know many people don't believe in that kind of stuff because they're so stuck on the face value of things. They're so stuck on what's in front of them that they don't want to find out what's the true meaning behind things. And that's their problem, not mine. I'm here to help and I'm here to teach and I'm here to heal. Okay? So, karmic family ties suggest that a dynamic within a family may be shaped by unresolved issues from a previous lifetime. Okay, so understand that these things that you go through with your family at this time may just be from past lifetimes. Okay, all right. So here are a few myths about karmic family ties. One, there is instant resolution. When you go into your new life, when you're dealing with your family, there's instant resolution. No, there is not instant resolution, okay? As I said a minute ago, we are put here to correct or heal from the past karma, okay? So therefore, we have to actually go through the situation with our family members in order to heal it. We have to heal. Like, we have to make it right this lifetime. Okay? So understand that there is no instant resolution when you are in family ties, karmic family ties. Okay? Healing these ties often requires time, effort, and conscious awareness. If you don't know that these are your karmics, then how are you going to heal the situation? If you don't take the time to consciously be aware that these are your karmic past life family members, and how are you going to heal it? I mean, I don't understand that. How would you heal it if you don't take the time and effort? Okay, you may go through many of conflicts, many of issues within your family or with certain family members. And when that is going on in present, that is you being consciously aware. Wait a minute. Why are we fighting? Why are we so against me? What is the problem here? If you're not going to stop, take a time out, and try to reflect on what the heck is really going on, then how would you even know? Okay? If you are fighting and arguing and having conflicts and issues with certain people in your family, they may just be your karmic family ties from past life. Okay? It doesn't always even have to be conflicts and arguments. I didn't argue with my family at all. I might have battled a little bit with my mom, but I didn't argue and stuff back and forth. I didn't go through all that. I'm not going to do that. I tried to tell how I felt, and they were always telling me to shut up. I'm not allowed to. This, that, and the other. And that just, They knew who I was when I was born. My father and my mother knew exactly who I was when I was born. They told my sister who I was when I was born. They told my auntie and other people in the family who I was when I was born, when they took me to a chief who actually explained to them that I was supposed to be somebody that was famous, somebody that was prosperous, somebody that was abundant. And people was going to love me. People was going to gravitate towards me. That's what they was told. But that's not how they took it. Oh, the heck, no, she not. Not her. Mm-mm. We're not finna do that. We're not finna let her be somebody, and we're not nobody. How did she get a gift when we didn't get one? You know, and so hence there comes the jealousy. And you know, it's like jealousy came in. I came in the earth, and then they came in right afterwards. And they were like, we're not fin to do this. We're not going to let her reach her goal. And hence, I became a karmic soul tie with these people or these entities or these whatever you want to call them. But I don't call them family because, no. As far as I'm concerned, family don't do the things that these people have been doing. Not already. But anyway, those are myths. And number two, the blame game. Oh, let me tell you. If you anything in the home is out of sorts, my mother straight up would blame me. Even if I lived in a whole nother house somewhere else. Even now, I'm blamed for things that are happening in other people's homes. Like, it's my fault that they're broke. It's my fault that their relationship is falling apart. It's my fault. I've been blamed about so many things, so many times. Like, I'd be like, man, I know I ain't had nothing to do with nothing, so I'm not gonna take that in. Now, before I even healed myself and realize that I should be by myself and I could be able to not depend on my family amidst the lies that they have been telling everyone else, that I am codependent, I can't manage money, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. I'm almost 50 years old now, okay? So with you sitting here telling people all these lies on me, it's ridiculous. People will look at you and say, are you sure? Because that don't look like I seen her, and she seems to be doing quite well for herself. You feel me? I have been away from my family for almost 3 years since I started my awakening. Yes. I was blamed for lots of things. When I was in my lower vibrating self, I used to always let them blame me. You know, I used to always take it in and feel bad about whatever happened because I was always the one that was blamed. I guess I was the one that did it. If it wasn't for me, I guess it wouldn't happen. If it wasn't for me being who I am, I guess, you know, half the things would have never happened. That was when I was living in my low vibing self. Now that I'm a little bit more mature and high vibing now, I ain't stunned on. You can tell me what you want to call me. I took myself out the equation. So anything that's going on in your house is a reflection of what the heck you did. Nothing that had to do with me at all. So I'm not going to let anybody sit here and put the blame on me for things that they have done. they don't want to take accountability for the things that they have done. And so with that being said, I'm not going to accept it. So where is it going to go to? You know? No. Mm-mm. Like I said, I've taken myself away from my family completely. I do not deal with them because of the lies and the backstabbing. And they thought that if they kept blaming me for things, I would stay in a repeated low-vibing cycle. Not this lifetime. Mm-mm. It's essential to take accountability for one's role in current dynamics. Now, okay, spiritualists in the Tampa Bay area, head on over to Smudge Life Energy Wellness and grab your crystals, your sage sticks, and your candles monthly subscription, which can also include on-site energy healing and yoga sessions, sound bathing, and more. Visit them at 1409 Tampa Plaza in Tampa, Florida, or visit their website at smudgelife.com and get your energy wellness aligned. Number three is predestination. A common myth is that karmic family ties are predetermined and unchangeable, when in reality, past life connections may influence present relationships. Individuals still have the ability to make choices and create new dynamics within their family. Hence, me cutting off my family so that I can do my own thing instead of sitting there and being, it's your fault, you're the bad apple of the family, you're never supposed to be good, you're always supposed to be the bad one, blah, 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 instead of taking all that and letting the cycle repeat. I truly believe that we are put here on this earth time and time again to learn our lessons. And if we don't learn our lessons, then of course we repeat. Well, I know that I am an old soul, and an old soul has been here on earth plenty of times, and they take in what they've been on earth, however many times they've been on earth, they take it in and they realize, you know, they use all the things that they've learned from the many times that they've been here, and they shut it down. I shut it down when I decided to take myself out of the equation of my family, who, of course, were always putting me as the bad apple, the evil one, the one that went spiritual, the one that won't follow the rules, the bad one. I'm the bad one. First, I was the only sibling of all siblings that smoked, drank, and that's all I did. Yeah, smoked and drank. While the rest of my siblings did the hoochie-coochie. But then they tried to pin that on me too. I either would smoke, drink, and have sex with everybody. But I wasn't like that. I wasn't like that. If I smoked and I drank, it would be when I went out partying or something, and I didn't have sex with everybody. That was what they were doing. Everything that they was doing, they would pin it on me, and it was just ridiculous. These were my family karmic ties, and I just had to break away from it after I realized who I was. I had to let them go. Why? Why would I want to repeat this cycle? Why? My mother is my karmic. I swear she's my gatekeeper, because every dude that I ever decided to actually love, she paid them to make sure that I was not treated fairly, not treated right. I was supposed to have been a horrible person, and they took the money, of course. Yeah. Both of my kids' fathers took the money, and they treated me like crap, you know? If we treat her like crap, I'll give you this much of money. I found out so much after I left the family that it was amazing. Shoot, when I left my husband, I found out so much stuff after I cut it the cords, and that's when all the truth came out. And now you could find these same family members trying very hard to keep me or bring me back in, or actually trying very hard to salvage what was lost, and that was me, and I'm not coming back. No. Y'all need to heal. I'm always going to push forward. Some more truths about karmic family ties. This interconnectedness. It's true that individuals may share deep connections with family members from the past life, contributing dynamics in their present relationships. A lot of us have interconnectedness with our karmic family. Opportunities for growth is always there when you are in a karmic family tie. As a matter of fact, I encourage growth. That way, both of you get to learn each other and you get to grow out of that karmic way of life by confronting and resolving past issues. Individuals can break free from negative patterns and evolve into fully emotional and spiritual positive patterns, you know? You can also start to learn and evolve. All of this stuff is necessary to break from karmic family ties or grow or heal from karmic family ties. When you recognize that everyone is in their own journey, you don't have to do this because your family did it. You don't have to be this way because your family is this way. You are your own person. You come in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, says my father. You can also heal, but it is challenging. It is very challenging. And that is something that we all need to understand. It is very challenging, and that is why we are brought back together again to learn and heal from the karmic past. Okay? So being dedicated, being self-aware, and wanting to actually change can actually help your family karmic tie, build them up, and grow together. So, have you grabbed my new ebook? No? What are you waiting on? Go ahead and enter into my world and learn about how I survived church-related sexual abuse and how I'm able to bring to you healing and self-healing through my trauma and turmoil. This is available on Amazon for free at Kindle.com, or you can download it for $9.99 at www.misscomplexityllc.com. I truly thank you for your support.
So, the three myths that we have is being predestined, instant resolution, and blaming others. Karmic family ties are definitely able to be broken only if both parties are willing. And if they're not, then make sure that you are the one that is, so that you can heal. And it may hurt that you're going to have to leave your family behind. Oh, trust me. That journey is a whole nother one on its own. But you get to breathe easy, and your next life cycle will be your best life cycle. So with that being said, this is Miss Complexity. I will talk to you guys again soon. As always, each one teach one positively, y'all. Deuces.